A decision by Maine's Board of Environmental Protection today has again stalled efforts by conservationists to protect the American eels that swim the Androscoggin River. As Sarah Nix reports, debate is focusing on the BEP's process, but a larger question hangs in the air about how the eels might be protected.
Born in the ocean, the American eel spends most of its life in rivers, streams, and lakes along the East Coast. Ed Friedman, a member of the conservation group Friends of Merrymeeting Bay, says the eel population in Maine is declining for a number of reasons.
They migrate out to spawn once in their life, could be 15 to 50 years old. The only way out is through the turbines of the hydroelectric dams. So we catch them when they're elvers or glass eels coming in as babies, and then we chop them up on their way downstream when they're mature.
So Friends of Merrymeeting Bay has submitted a series of petitions to the Board of Environmental Protection, or BEP, asking them to hold public hearings on whether to force dam operators on the Kennebec and Androscoggin rivers to install eel protection measures. One hurdle, he says, is the 30 to 50 year length of typical dam licenses, a time period that makes it difficult to respond to changes in the river's ecosystem.
And right now we see river groups around the country salivate when a license comes up for renewal. What we're saying is, that's absurd. You could have plenty of changes in 50 years or 30 years. We learn new things every day. It makes no sense at all for us to have to wait for the expiration of the license to make a modification to it.
The Maine BEP has agreed to hold a public hearing about the licenses for dams on the Kennebec River, but in February it denied a similar petition for a hearing about the Androscoggin. Augusta resident Doug Watts, who joined Friends of Merrymeeting Bay to ask for the Androscoggin hearing, has appealed the BEP's denial to Superior Court. While that case continues, the Friends of Merrymeeting Bay submitted a second petition to the BEP, asking again for a hearing about possible changes to licenses for dams on the Androscoggin. But BEP Chairman Matt Scott decided to hold off on consideration of that request until the court has decided the appeal of the first petition. The delay is drawing fire from the eels' would-be protectors. But lawyer Matt Manahan, who represents a handful of the companies that own dams along the Androscoggin, says BEP Chairman Scott is acting within his authority. Manahan says the BEP's rules rightly allow the chairman to prevent the board from being bogged down by endless petitions.
The rules intend to say, hey, we don't want this going on forever. The poor licensee is good, it could be up in the air for months and months and years. And so we want you, board, to act quickly unless there's some reason not to. In this case, there's a very clear reason not to, and the licensees don't object. The very clear reason not to is that this matter, or a very substantially similar matter, is in court right now.
Despite procedural arguments from representatives of the dam owners and conservationists, all but two members of the Board of Environmental Protection voted to support their chairman's decision to wait to hear that second petition until the Superior Court makes its decision. Ed Freeman says the Friends of Merrymeeting Bay might appeal today's decision as well. Meanwhile, the federal government is also considering the future of the American eel. Officials at the Fish and Wildlife Service say they may decide by next year whether to list the eels as an endangered or threatened species. For MPBN News, I'm Sarah Nix. It's a few minutes before 6 o'clock, time for a check on the weather with Charlie Lopresti. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Jean. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, doing well, except that it sounds like I'm